In Iraq today, American and Iraqi troops fought insurgents in downtown Baghdad, a battle that the Iraqi government says killed at least 50 people. It was the fourth day of fighting around the center of the city, violence that's occurring as President Bush prepares to outline his new strategy for Iraq.
As all of this takes place, one part of Baghdad is bracing for a confrontation. The vast slum of Sadr City is home to more than a million Shiites, most of them loyal to the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. It is also the stronghold of Sadr's militia, the Mahdi Army, a group believed to be behind much of the sectarian killing in Baghdad. Sadr's forces have fought the U.S. head-on twice before, and now many residents of Sadr City believe a third round is inevitable. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on that and today's fighting in downtown Baghdad.
This morning's hotspot in Baghdad was Haifa Street, in the center of the city, just north of the Green Zone. U.S. aircraft circled the area, occasionally firing into the district in support of U.S. and Iraqi troops battling Sunni Arab insurgents. The area was largely pacified by American forces last year, and then handed over to Iraqi troops. It had been generally quiet since then, until last week. Iraqi Interior Ministry officials say the latest troubles on Haifa Street started when Shiite militiamen moved into the area, set up fake checkpoints, and began dragging Sunni men from their cars and shooting them dead. The officials say Sunni militiamen responded with similar attacks on Shiites. That prompted the government to send in Iraqi forces backed by American troops. The Iraq Defense Ministry says around 50 militants were killed in today's operation, and another 21 were captured, including several foreign fighters from Sudan and Syria. In a speech last Saturday, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announced a new security push in Baghdad, vowing that government forces will go neighborhood by neighborhood to clear out the insurgents and sectarian militias. Government spokesman Ali Dabagh.
If this is going to be accomplished through friendly forces or an increase in the coalition forces, the Iraqi government has no objection to this, and the Iraqi government supports this trend.
That was the Iraqi government's first official response to reports that President Bush will announce an increase in U.S. troop strength here. Shiite militias are already bracing for the expected surge. In Sadr City, members of the Mahdi army reportedly distributed hand grenades to each house. Most households already have at least one automatic rifle. Iraqi television reported that all men from 15 to 45 years of age living in Sadr City were being forced to join the militia. 25-year-old laborer Ali Hussein says Sadr City is prepared for an American assault.
There are a lot of checkpoints which use special signals when an American convoy enters the city, so the Mahdi army is ready to meet it.
Hussein plans to leave his home in Sadr City before any new battle erupts here. He believes the fight will claim many lives. But Khodair Abdulzahra, another Sadr City resident, plans to stay. He insists the Mahdi army will not launch the first strike.
Yesterday, the Mahdi army decided that when the Americans enter, we will not shoot at them, because if we do, the Americans will strike the houses and carry out raids. The Mahdi army will hide its weapons until the Americans are gone.
The U.S. military says it won't comment on future operations, but American commanders have made it clear an offensive in Sadr City is long overdue. They've repeatedly been thwarted in their forays into the area. At one point, the U.S. sealed off Sadr City to search for a kidnapped American soldier believed to be held somewhere in its depths. But Prime Minister Maliki ordered the siege lifted so as not to offend Muqtada al-Sadr. Maliki derives much of his political support from the radical cleric. But now, Maliki says no militia will be protected, even if it is the private army of one of his supporters. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.